If coffee makes you nervous, switch to Postum. The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those three lovable old characters from the Hill Country, Mom and Dad. A couple of months ago, Mrs. Peterson was just about the nicest, sweetest, most adorable woman a man could be married to. But suddenly something happened to her. Her husband came home one night, opened the door, and he said about this.
Heaven, Boston, don't slam the door that way, and hang your coat up. And for goodness sake, don't just stand there looking at me.
It didn't stop there, friend. Seems like that repeated themselves night after night. What had happened? What had turned Mrs. Peterson from a calm, lovable, even-tempered woman into a nagging, short-tempered cold? The doctor said it was nerves. Coughing nerves. No, I'm not going to get up here and try to tell you that coffee sets everybody's nerves on edge. It doesn't. Plenty of people can drink cup after cup of coffee with no ill effects at all. But plenty of other folks shouldn't touch coffee. So if you suffer from nerves, and nerves do no more affect you in any one of several ways, irritability, indigestion, sleeplessness, and you suspect coffee to be responsible or even partly responsible, give up coffee and switch to Postum. The Postum contains no caffeine, no stimulant of any kind, so it can't possibly set your nerves on edge. And Postum's distinctive flavor has made it a favorite drink in millions of homes. So start right away to a drink Postum instead of coffee, will you? And see what happens after you've given Postum a fair trial, say even in 2 weeks. See if your nerves haven't steadied down, see if your disposition hasn't improved, see if you want a calm, good-natured, likable person again. Drink Postum. There's a reason. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the citizens of Pine Ridge are all excited. Ridge has received this week that a motion picture company from Hollywood is planning to come to Pine Ridge to make a picture. It's also understood that Rum and Abner will have prominent parts in the production. As we look in our little community today, we find Abner, along at the Jot 'em Down store, talking on the telephone.
Well, I'd love to the worst way, Cedric, but I just couldn't get off this afternoon. Mom ain't here, and I just had to close up the store. What is the signs like for fishing now? Yeah, well, fishing ought to be good, you know. Who? Who did? For the land folks. All of them right there in Big Eddie. So that just makes my mouth water to hear that. But when was you aiming on going? I know for sure Long wouldn't be back, but that brings I wouldn't walk up and go with you. Well, I'll take... just a minute, Cedric. Somebody come in. Come in. I'll be down here. Come in, Squire.
Well, good afternoon, Abner. Good afternoon. How's my old friend today?
Oh, tolerably well, I reckon, Squire. Take a chair there. I'll be down directly.
Please, well, out of here, Abner. I'm an old horse.
Hello? Well, I'll tell you what you do, Cedric. You go ahead and dig the bait and then come by here, and if Rom ain't back for that time, well, maybe I can think of somebody along the river there that owes a store some money and I can try and collect that. And after I see them, well, it wouldn't hurt nothing for me and you to stop and fish for a while, I reckon. Oh, it won't take me long. I'll think of somebody right there on the road so it won't take that much time. All right. Now hurry so you'll have as much time as you can. All right. Goodbye. Well, fish, Squire, what's new?
Oh, not much at all, Abner. I just thought I'd drop over and see what you knew about this report they're going to make a motion picture here in Pine Ridge.
Well, I don't know much about it, except I guess that fellow Boson, that talent scout from out there in Hollywood, come in here last week, you know, to hire Elizabeth. Dr. Ida, while he's here, this would be a good place to make one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But his hooker tell me that they hardly wrong for the picture.
Well, I guess they will. That's what the fella said he wanted to do. He wanted us to ask him.
When did he plan to store it, Edmund?
Not right away, I reckon, from what you said. You got a telegram yesterday from Mr. Bolson that he'd be here the first of the week to make all arrangements.
Well, that sounds as though there's no doubt but what they'll make it then.
Oh, they're going to make it all right.
Do you know anything about what the picture's going to be about, Edmund?
Well, it's about Pine Ridge here, from what he said. Said he wanted me around to play the part of storekeeper. That is, just run our store like we always do.
Well, from that, I guess that your store is going to be in the picture then.
Yeah, well, it'll be in it, yeah.
Well, that's fine. I'm glad to hear that, Edmund. Did he mention any other places around here that he was planning to use?
No. Well, no, he did say something about Uncle Henry Lunsford's place.
Uncle Henry?
Yeah, I mean, him lived down by there last Sunday, and said he'd make an awful pretty something for a picture, whatever it is. Said that house sitting there amongst all them big trees would be awful pretty.
Yes, that place of Uncle Henry is very pretty. I never would have thought of that, either. That's the only place he mentioned, huh?
Well, he thought all this country around here was pretty. The picnic ground down there by the river, he said that's the prettiest spot he ever saw.
In a picnic ground, yes. Who does that land belong to?
Well, that's part of Ruth Wilson's place. Except he just never has missed it in.
Oh, yes, that's right, sure. Well, I'm mighty glad to hear that picture company's coming in here, Evan. We should all make some money out of it. And you and Mom particularly should make a lot of money.
Well, we better. We're a long string of here the last few days. I found that fella just went from hog wild.
You know, what's the matter with Rome?
Well, I think he's going to be a moving picture actor now, where there just ain't no living with him. Got all kind of high-fleutin' writers. Been taking all the money we could get in here at the store and buying a bunch of Hollywood clothes, he called him. Got himself a checkered coat and some yellow breeches.
Is that Rome wearing that outfit? I saw somebody go down the street this morning dressed like that. Had on dark sunglasses, and I wondered who in the world it was. Looked like a circus clown.
That's long.
Well, I do know.
He's gonna make us your show in the world.
Yes, well, now, I've got a little proposition. Here's my name, Mr. Dillon, Abner, if you need money.
Well, what's that, Squire?
I want to rent the store here.
Rent the store? Oh, no, no, I don't believe we'd be interested in that, Squire. This is the only way we got to make my living. I want to get out of here, Squire. I don't know what to do, Hardy.
Hey, well, now, wait a minute, Abner. You're getting ahead of me. I don't want you to get out of it.
You mean you want to hire us to run it, please?
No, well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Abner. I'll rent the store, give me $25 a month for it, and you and Mom can go right ahead and run it just as you always have. And keep all the money that you take in.
You mean we get the $25 a month and all the money we take in, too?
That's right.
Well, how are you going to come out on a deal like this, Squire?
Well, that's my word, Abner. Well, what do you say?
Well, I'm
going
for good, Squire, if you
want to
do it.
Well, that's fine. Now, here. I've got an agreement right here all drawn up, and you as one of the partners can sign it.
Well, now, whilst it sounds good to me, Squire, I expect I better talk to Lom about it first.
Yeah, by the time you talk to Lom, Lom might be out of notion, Evan. When I get ready to make a deal, I want to make it right then. Might be that I have made you too good a proposition. After I study the world, I might change my mind.
I wish you were there. Well, what did that agreement say?
Well, here, I'll read it to you. This is an agreement entered into this the 15th day of March, 1940, between Ron Edwards and Abner Peabody, owner of the Jot-'em-Down store, and Squire Skimp. We agree to lease the Jot-'em-Down store to M.J. Skimp for a period of 6 months at the rental of $25 per month, rent to be paid in advance. During this time, it is understood that we will continue to operate the store as in the past, and all the proceeds of the business shall remain our property. Then you sign right here. That may be what it is. That'll have to be right now anyway.
No, that's really all right.
It is all right. There's nothing wrong with the deal, Abner.
Well, here, I'll sign it. Well, if he's paying money, I gotta do something to keep us from starting there. That right here, huh?
Yes, it's right there on that line. And here's the $25 for the first month's rent.
Yes, sir, I believe I made a good deal, Esquire. I'm sort of a hard man to trade with, ain't I?
Yes. You drive a hard bargain, ain't
you? Well, look who's coming in, would you? Dick Huddleston.
Well, I guess I better be running along. I'll see you later, Abner.
Yeah, all right, Squire. Much obliged to you.
Not at all, Abner. Not at all. Well, howdy, Dick.
Oh, hello, Squire. How's everything with you?
Oh, just fine, Dick. Just fine. Oh, when did you get in town?
I came in last night.
Ain't been doing out for a few days again.
Yeah, I'll be around a day or two.
Well, I'll be seeing you then.
Yeah, all right, Squire.
Well, come on back, Dick.
How are you, Abner?
Oh, just fine.
Say, what's this I hear about you and Rom going into the moving picture business here?
Well, I reckon we're going to be actors. Where did you hear it?
Why, Grandpappy Spirit told me something about it down at the store. It'll be a fine thing for the town, too, Abner. You'll find we'll get a lot of good publicity.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it should make a good picture, too. You know, a lot of people in larger towns that don't know the advantages of a place like this, Abner. Now, if they portray our town just as it is, with the honesty and sincerity and love for their neighbors that exist here among the people of this town, they'll grow an awful lot of interest in Pine Ridge. It'll be the greatest thing that ever happened for us.
Yes, sir, I'll do it well, too.
Here's Rom.
Well, to be honest, I think he's out passing coals.
Coals?
I believe that's what he called it. He's got that old swayback horse there that he stalks down there in the pasture back of my place, knocking his tin can around with the shimmy club. I told him over at noon he could play a heap faster if he'd get off and walk. You know how that old horse pokes along.
Well, where in the world did you ever get that idea?
He read it in one of them moving picture magazines. Oh, you wouldn't know him, Dick. He just went from Hollywood, using all kinds of crazy expressions, wearing fancy clothes, spending all the money he got.
Well, I didn't know that.
I made a deal just now to little help us out. I rented our store here to Squire Skimp for $25 a month, and we get to run the store and keep all the money we take in, too.
Keep all the money we take in? But how's he going to make any money on that?
Now, I don't know. To be honest, I don't believe he realized his hell for the gun. I mean, him got to talking about this moving picture. I told him me and Ron was going to be in it, run our store just like we always do. And he asked me some of the other places around here at the Pep Life, and next thing I know, he made me that proposition. I got the first month's rent right here in my pocket.
Well, George, that seems like a funny deal. Wait a minute. I can't do the whole thing out. You can't go through that deal, Abner. It'll ruin everything.
Huh?
Squire Skimp intends to lease all the property to this picture company is planning to use, and then stick them a big price to rent. Now, somebody starts pulling stuff like that on them, they're back from out of the deal. Just call the whole thing off.
Oh, my goodness, I've done signing the papers. What'll I do?
Don't forget, friends, at the same time, we'll go for another visit to Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner. Lou Crosby speaking. And remember, Postum, your best bet for a good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.